The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear
the highway of life, the highway of love, the highway of your life. Hopefully it'll in some way, shape, or form be reflected upon as we work our way through the day like a tornado. Monday. It's about time you showed up again there, baby.
Are you talking to Monday?
I'm talking
to
Monday.
I don't like it when it shows up so often.
Monday happens to the best of us. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Monday, August 11th is upon us. It is a day that will go down in infamy.
Ooh.
A day that is like no other day. We have today, we don't have tomorrow, we have one day for us to understand what is going on in the world. And perhaps to do something about it, maybe conversationally.
So what are you going to do today?
What am I going to do today?
Yeah. What will make today go down in infamy for you?
Well, I think it's yet to be seen. I don't plan those things. I don't think you can plan them. It would be night time for some who are listening, daytime for others. So we have to sort of take that into account.
Right, but it's
how
today.
One is approaching the issues of the day. The Israelis, the Palestinians, and the ceasefire, if it holds, clearing the way for resumption of talks for a long-term halt in the fighting. 2,000 people at least are dead. So it's time for the boys and girls to stop fighting in the sandbox and to get back to something that is more productive. Though I don't even like to put the thought out there that it'll keep going. They have accepted, for those of you who didn't know this, Israel and Hamas have accepted basically the Egyptian ceasefire proposal. So what is there left to say? All the things that have been done before. All of the things that are a part of the substance of their living, of their existence, of their reality is still the same. So why do we waste our time talking about it is a good question, and I think we ought not to. I think we ought to move ourselves along a little bit here. The NASCAR situation.
How crazy is that?
Well, it just kind of shows you there are so many people that are so fanatical about some things. It's troublesome that it has gotten to the point where this story about Tony Stewart, if you haven't heard it, who, by the way, is a three-time NASCAR champion.
I think we've talked to him here on this show, too, Dougie.
I think we have, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
we talked to some of the NASCAR guys. Anyway, he was moonlighting on Saturday night, gone back to his racing roots for a couple of hours, competing in a local dirt track event at the Canandaigua. I always wonder if I pronounced that right. I think that's it, upstate New York, at the park there, the racing track that's up there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the kind of driving that he's used to doing, nothing unusual about it, nor were people surprised that he showed up. And he bumped into Kevin Ward. Is that the appropriate way of saying it? Bumped into it?
Well, there was a collision. Let's just say that. There was a collision.
Yeah.
And Kevin Ward felt that he didn't like the way it went down, so he got out of his vehicle in an attempt. What it looked like he was going to do was try to confront Tony Stewart, and that didn't go so well.
Yeah. What happened next was hard for anybody to actually believe. You can see it on video. There's a widely circulated video that's all over the place now. Ward stood on the track, pointed at Stewart, Stewart's car fishtailed. The right tire hit Ward, dragged him under the car. Ward was thrown several feet and was killed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think you have to bring up the idea of what are you doing standing on a racetrack? Don't you think? I mean, that seems like the biggest... That to me, I can't even believe that's allowed. I mean, that is the biggest no-no in safety, to be walking around on a racetrack like that.
Well, for me, it does something more poignant than that. Not to suggest that you're used to it.
Go ahead.
Well, you haven't had anything for 10 days, so it's time.
10 days, five, Dougie.
Why? Have you been gone for 10 days? It's Monday. You left on Friday.
Yeah, but 5 days with you. So go ahead.
Anyway,
and I miss you, every one of them.
Brings me, I miss you too. This brings me around to the same question that I ask about lots of these sports. Why is it that people, why is NASCAR so popular? That's, if you're a NASCAR fan, why? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. Oh.
I guess I don't understand why you're attacking the whole sport when someone gets killed for standing on a runway.
Well, but there's a lot of verbal and pretty violent confrontation. If you look at the history of the sport, these guys, when they're all fired up, there was a fascinating piece on 2020 last night. I also would wonder how many people saw that. It focused on the doper and Alex Rodriguez and how much the expectation of the crowd is that the people who are on dope, which certainly is not all the baseball players, but there are a lot of them who are on dope, they get themselves so charged up, they get so electrified, they get so emotional because the crowd is expecting more and more and more all the time. More, more, more. Give us more, more, more. So this sort of artificial hype that goes on gets people all hyped up, if you will. And it just...
I would say part of that is, I mean, here's the phenomenon in sports. You want to win. Yeah. I mean, the reason people play sports is to win and to be the best. And I think that mentality that you're talking about is really only natural in what goes along with any sport. I mean, you want to be the best. You get yourself psyched up to go in, to do battle, to go in and win. I don't know if it's necessarily like people watching the sport. I mean, I think they play a part in it. Definitely once you walk out into that arena, you feel the beat of the crowd. Mm-hmm. But I think athletes in general look for that from wherever they can get it, because they want to go in and win and be the best at their chosen sport.
Well, anyway, the essence of what Stewart said, Tony Stewart said, quote, "There aren't words to describe the sadness I feel about the accident that took the life of Kevin Ward. It's very emotional for everybody involved, and it's the reason I've decided not to participate in the race at Watkins Glen."
Because
this took place on Saturday, and then the race was supposed to be yesterday, and the fact that everybody, including his team, said he would be participating. Well, what kind of thinking is that?
I feel sorry for... I mean, I can't imagine. In my world, this doesn't seem like anything that you would do on purpose. So
no,
I can't imagine how you live with yourself knowing... I mean, that's rough. I feel terribly sorry for not only Kevin Ward and his family, but my gosh, Tony Stewart, that is something that can ruin your life if you don't come out of it in the right way.
Yeah. So Ward was only 20 years old, too.
I know. I mean, that even just adds, you know, more to the fire.
No criminal charges have been filed. Case under investigation. Suspected to be a, quote, on-track crash. The sheriff said, "I want to make it clear there are no charges pending at this time." So the kid was inexperienced. Maybe that's the...
And he let his emotions get the best of him.
Yep.
And
he's a kid.
Well, and the fact that there's not any real regulations over walking around on the track is bizarre to me, and I think that is something that you can call on these races and these people that put them on to talk about, because that is, I mean, it just doesn't seem smart. Those cars go out of control all the time.
Mm. But why do people like it so much? 888-30. Why do we want to see a crash?
It's like anything else. You just
don't
like
people want to see the cars sport. People just want to see the cars crash.
Is there any sport that you like? Because you have trouble understanding most sports. I was just curious if there's...
I have trouble understanding most sports? What does that mean?
Well, because you attack most often. You attack, why do people care? Why do people like football? Why do people like NASCAR? Why do people like this?
I think I do. I think I do understand them. That's why I asked the question. Because I understand that people like violence and seem to get all hepped up on it. Football is nothing but a behemoth of violence. That's all it is. And racing, they want to see the crashes. Basketball, I don't know. Basketball has its ups and downs, pardon the pun.
It's pretty safe. I mean, you just
within reason.
Somebody.
Yeah, it's within reason. People get elbowed in the head and stuff. But people don't get hurt there the way they do in NASCAR and hockey and football. And soccer, too. Look at you get your head hit with a ball that's going 45 miles an hour. What do you think that does to your head? So, anyway.
Probably doesn't do too well for it, that's for sure.
Well, that's it. So therein lies the
question. But is it worth getting rid of the sport? Is it worth getting
rid of it? I'm not suggesting anybody get rid of anything. I'm suggesting, well, not officially or not legally getting rid of it. I think that then it's not likely any more than the Israeli conflict gets fixed. It's not likely that this gets fixed or settled because there's too much money involved in it. There's too much money for people selling arms in places like the Middle East to really fix the problem, and the same is true with this. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that? 888-302-3684.
Interesting correlation.
After.
I'll
yes,
give you that.
Thank you. 18 after on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
That was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. There are some cheerleaders in the parking lot. Why are you girls dancing?
Ready? Okay. 50-cent crayons.
What, what?
$1 fake mechanical pencils.
What, what?
17-cent notebooks.
What, what?
All right, all right. We gotta end this commercial.
End the commercial.
What, what?
Here's the tagline.
Yeah. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store. Staples.com for details.
I
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're a bluegrass fan, you're going to love our video of the day.
Or an AC/DC fan.
If you're an AC/DC fan, you may also like this. We have the audio, but you got to check out the video as well. These guys are playing like you wouldn't believe. Reminds me of the beginning of
the show. It's the middle of the railroad track. And I knew there was no turning back. My grace, and I thought, what could I do? And I knew there was no help from you. Sound of the drums, beating my heart.
That's great.
The thunder of guns tore me apart. You've been thunderstruck.
This is a Finnish bluegrass band called Steven Seagulls. Seagulls there covering AC/DC's Thunderstruck. Thunderstruck, good thing. Thunderstruck. Crank it up, Richie.
I was shaking at the knees. Could I come again, please? Yeah, the ladies were too kind. You've been thunderstruck.
Something about that original.
Yeah.
I mean, banjo's cool and all.
I was thinking after me, could I come again?
La 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 Observations from my deck. I'm not a fan of AC/DC and never have been. So the song never really was a part of my repertoire in terms of what I feel or sense or wrap around. I would tell you that that song done by Steven Seagulls and the way it comes across as compelling as it does. Kenny, where'd you find this?
It's all over the place. They just posted it, I think, last week, and 4 million people have already watched it.
Amazing wow. stuff. That's cool. Crazy. Very cool stuff. All right, so check that out at DougSteffen.com. Also, the super moon. Last 100 people saw that. Raise your hands, please. You see the super moon? There's a moon out tonight.
I saw pictures of it.
I saw it when my sister actually came down here last night about 9:30 to just sit in the driveway and watch it, look at it, because she couldn't see it from her house. What a spectacle. Another one coming.
A lot of super moons.
By the way, in September, about a month from now, you'll see the next super moon. And if you can't see that, you know, I'm not going to say what I was about to say. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and David Korn. Coming right up, should the FDA require processed foods to label whether they contain GMOs, genetically modified organisms?
In a world bombarded by marketing hype, one trusted voice stands out, Consumer Reports. Every year, the experts at Consumer Reports test thousands of products to help you make better choices, and they buy all those products just like you would. Consumer Reports accepts no outside advertising and advocates for pro-consumer legislation to protect you. Join the millions who support Consumer Reports' mission to work for a fair, just, and safe marketplace. Learn more at ConsumerReports.org.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Korn. Should either the states or the FDA require that processed foods put on its label that they contain GMOs or genetically modified organisms?
I do believe in labeling, and I do believe in safety, and I do believe that is the function of government. I'm not anti-government. I don't think that's an overreach, and if you're going to do it, then there should be federal standards. What was interesting, what I did not know, is I didn't know that it was 70% of processed food. Processed food is bad, period. The range of chemicals that are in processed food is far more worrisome to me than GMOs, which I support. I support labeling. I support safety as a function of government.
Well, because they don't go through, I think, the same regulatory scheme that drugs go through, I would say that's a reason to put the information on labeling, because then people can decide for themselves. Some people believe there's a scientific consensus that GMOs are not a problem. Then it doesn't matter if it's on the label. And as we've known in the history of modern consumer society, often we rush ahead with chemicals, compounds, additives that may have a long-term impact on health and human welfare, but that are not tested adequately.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with David Korn.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Super moon last night. Did you see it? Our poll today at DougSteffen.com requests your opinion, or just actually an expression of whether you're interested. Did you see it? A, yes. It was spectacular. B, yes, but it was not any big deal. C, tried to, but it was too cloudy. D, no, I forgot all about it. E, no, I don't really care. All right, so, thanks.
You always care.
Yeah, you should. Blue moons happen later in the year. This was orangey red. I don't know if you looked that way in the sky where you were, Richie. Did you look at the
It was pretty white in our area.
It was white and just large.
It was white the night before here, but just big and beautiful and something to talk about. Our poll at DougSteffen.com.
I wonder why there aren't a lot of songs about supermoons.
Well, they don't have.
Because have you heard of supermoons before? Like, why are we only getting them this year?
I can't tell you how many blue moon songs I have.
Kind of like polar vortex.
Yeah, right.
Out of nowhere.
One, two, three, four.
Somebody came there are no less than 15 blue moons. There's bad
songs.
Moon.
Yeah.
Blue moon,
there's
moon
I saw
shadow,
you
there's
alone.
Dancing in the moonlight, destination moon. I mean, there's no super moon songs.
Really?
Fly me
there
to the moon.
Be.
Fly me to the
full
moon,
moon on Main Street. Just Hawk Moon. There are no super moon.
Company you keep, Richie. You know, there are some people who have let us see super moons that not necessarily in the sky. You know what I mean?
I might need a textbook.
Let me drink a six pack and I'll come back on that one, and then I'll probably understand.
My niece wanted me to bring her. I have three of those older riding lawnmowers that we've used on the farm for years.
Yes, please. I would like one too.
And this is a little big for your yard.
I don't really want it to mow. I just want to drive around them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
no. Yeah,
ship
please.
You out one. So anyway, she wanted me to. Let her borrow it so she could mow her lawn. I said, why don't you have that big a lawn? She says, yeah, but with my lawnmower, I can't drink a beer.
but I sit on.
That's right. Yeah, you're sitting.
Well, more. And I thought of Richie. The first thing I thought of was Richie would like to have one of those to ride around just because it would be nice to.
Plus, your cool factor goes up like immediately.
Does it really?
Yeah, yeah, drinking a beer and mowing the lawn.
Mowing the lawn. But there's nothing like working up a good sweat, pushing the lawnmower, and then drinking a beer.
That's overrated.
Okay. Really. All right, so our polls on Friday at DougStephan.com are generally about the issues of the week. So last week, as usual, we asked for you over the weekend to tell us which one of the top 10 top topics of the week last week was number one with you. 31% of you. This is pretty consistent, too, Kenny. I think it's been this way for a while. 31% of you responded that immigration reform and the border crisis was number one. Now, I would ask only for us to review and think. There isn't much time spent on this conversation on our program because I don't feel that there's much going on of consequence or interest. There's a lot of talking going on and a lot of yammering about spending all this money. But in terms of what actually might work to fix the immigration problem, don't see it. Don't see it.
So the only fix, I think, not to toot my own horn, is implementing that tax, the flat tax, would or a sales tax. It would allow, and the sales tax is probably the best way to go, but if people come here and actually have to pay their way, then we don't care if they're here, number one, and number two, they wouldn't come as freely.
Right. Or expecting to go home. They come here for 4 or 5 years to try to make a killing, and then they go home because they don't really like it here. They don't like us. They're just here to take advantage of the situation.
Well, I think
they want to send our money back to their family.
Yeah. Well, they say they earned it.
Right.
They earn it. And we are stupid enough to pay people like them who are here as citizens not to work.
And
so
in many cases,
people
they
don't work and they get as much money as these people do, and they send it back home. So then there are those who would say, it's good for the world economy. Right. Let them come. It's good for the world economy.
Not good for our economy.
When we convert to a digital currency, do you believe that one day that currencies will change values once they leave the border?
I don't know.
Like if somebody comes here and makes $2,000 and then tries to ship it to Guatemala, once it gets to Guatemala, it's only worth 50% of what it would be worth within the United States. Now, I'm sure that would never happen, but it's just a thought.
Yeah.
It would create havoc on the world market.
That would create a situation where people wouldn't want to come here because they could make more money, perhaps if they could get a job down there if it's more valuable.
No, they could make more money here.
Yeah. But
they
it's
would
not,
just have
no
to keep
value.
It here.
Right. Yeah. So they'd have to stay here in order to
spend it
use its value.
Right.
Yeah.
But if
they're
paying for their medicine and their schools and all that, then, it's easier for them to stay if there's money going into the system to support it.
If they go to Walmart and spend $150 and they're illegally here, they're still paying taxes on a sales tax.
I mean, it's not like I just don't like the way you look, so I want you to go away. You know, it's just pay for what you're using. That's all.
All right, let's see. Other items of interest. 11% of you thought the Israeli-Hamas conflict was of import. As most of you have heard by now, there's a ceasefire trying to work their way through the same old stuff they've been working through for millennia. The Ebola outbreak. And I have, and as a matter of fact, Richie, if you want to try to find some of the sound from the beginning of hour one of the Saturday Good Day program, where Dr. Ken chastises the news media for their outrageous coverage of the Ebola outbreak, that might be a good bit of sound. People might like to hear someone who's an expert and very conservative. So the fact that he takes off on the news media the way he has, and others who are responsible, who understand what this is all about, and know that you can't get it, and any, the kinds of things. The reason that I would like you to find it, Richie, I'm sorry I didn't ask you to find it before. The reason is because he's moderately graphic in describing how you get this and what goes on in these countries that don't necessarily occur. The events that bring one around to getting this don't occur in most civilized societies. So with that, I will move to a couple of the other situations that are of import, at least as far as the audience is concerned. The Russians and their aggression, not a big thing. Is that changing, Kenny? What do you have from our the feedback that we get from Twitter.com, Twitter.com, good day, Facebook.com/good day, Twitter @good day show, about the Russians and whether they're actually going to take those 200,000 troops? Seems to me that there was something that I remember in the back of my head that happened that sort of brought them up all short, especially the Russians and Putin, and the fact that the situation not likely to end up with him invading the Ukraine, but still news media is doing a lot to fan that fire to get people worked up so that they're, oh, it's Russians. Not that the Russians are great, or at least their leadership is great. I don't tend to think of people in groups. I think I tend to think of politicians and leaders in groups, but people who are, what I've found in my many years of being fortunate enough to be able to travel around the world, is that most people are exactly the same no matter what their stripes, no matter what nationality they are. They all want the same thing. They want peace. They want tranquility. They want a decent job. They want enough money to put a roof over their family's heads and get 3 squares a day. That's about it. And so when we get worked up about this, you realize, and the same is true with the Israelis and the Palestinians. I've seen in my trips to Israel, the Palestinians and the Israelis going to school together, working together, Christians, Jews, Palestinians, Muslims, Jews, Christians go to the same schools, they work in the same jobs. If you were in Jerusalem, you wouldn't believe what's going on the outside world. They all have lived and functioned and been, frankly, friendly. They pay no attention to their religious differences. It's because of these political aspirations of these A-clowns who run or somehow they get into power, and they're the ones that push the buttons. The average citizen on the street doesn't give a damn other than what happens as the trusts are broken down, whether it's the situation in the Middle East, whether it's us on the streets of New York. It doesn't make, you know, people who are who understand what life is all about and want just good things for themselves and for their families and stuff, they don't want all of this conflict and disruption. It's brought about by people who are insecure that want to have power. And how they get into their role, they understand, they study how to win people over. That's what, and so when you evaluate those people who want to have power, whether it's the likes of Mrs. Clinton or Chris Christie or Obama or George Bush or Richard Nixon, I mean, it's just, can I say this about all through the ages, people who have the same basic intentions, who want to have power no matter what, back to Alexander the Great or any leaders of ancient times? Look at the wars, and look at what Isabella did in Spain in the name of control, whether it was religion. I mean, oh, she just wanted to control everything and had the means and the opportunity to do it, so she did it. And that's what happens when these cucamongas, these nutbirds, who have, and more men than women, it seems, but they want to have power, control. I want to be the strongest guy, kid on the block. So what can you do with that? So I can beat up everybody else. Why do you want to beat up everybody else? Because it makes me feel good. Right? I mean, think about it. All of the stuff that comes around and around and around. So it is with that knowledge that I sort of chuckle that Anthony Weiner is opening a restaurant.
Hot dog stand?
I knew that.
Wieners, wieners.
There you go. I knew that was happening. Pretty easy. Set it up.
Hey, you set it up. I'm going to take this
out
plate.
Of the park. Out of the park.
Bing.
It's called the Rockaway Restoration Kitchen.
Of course, Rockaway.
The Rockaway Restoration Kitchen. In the planning, stated mission is to aid the unemployed residents of Rockaway, Queens, neighborhood that was devastated by Hurricane Sandy.
He's such a humanitarian.
Yeah. And Rockaway
unless
right now.
Unless you confront him in a donut shop and then he goes all crazy.
He says that Rockaway is filled with pizzerias and fast food joints. He wants to have something better. He says it's more than just opening a restaurant. Want to build something sustainable for the community while providing healthy local food. Well,
what a man.
Yeah, he's really a super duper. All right, so Kenny.
Yeah.
I think I asked you a question and I didn't give you a chance to answer it. Would you like to answer it now?
I'm not sure what the question is.
Just take a stab at it, Ken. Come on.
I think, yeah. You know, I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure I remember what the question was either, frankly. It may have had something to do with Russia. With Russia, yes.
Earlier, off the air, you asked Ken if there were any comments on the NASCAR situation.
I did ask him that.
But that was off the air, so I don't know if that's what you're referring
to. Well, both of those things are things to which I think there is ample interest. So if you'd like to repeat any of the comments that are there, help yourself.
Sure. Some comments about Russia. These are about the... about Putin announcing last week that that we won't have any American food here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Matt says, great, that's more food for us.
Yeah, put it on the open market. Oh, that's what we're looking at. What else?
Larry says, doesn't hurt us a bit, but how about the 120 million Russians that are going to starve to death?
Mm. Don't know they're going to starve to death. But this would be, but he's not, he's usually pretty smart at figuring things out. You have a hungry crowd, that's usually curtains for whoever. When countries get hungry, the leadership ends or changes. You don't mess with people's food. What else?
Annette says, we should keep our noses out of other countries and keep our eyes on our borders.
Yeah. Okay, Annette, that's thrilling and chilling. And obviously you thought a long time about trying to... for that answer. Anything else?
Some comments about Tony Stewart.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don says, run a man over front of 2,000 people and Tony Stewart isn't even called to the police station. A black kid jaywalks and he winds up dead.
Please.
There's a whole...
watch the video. This kid stepped out in front of Tony Stewart's car.
The issue.
The other thing, Kenny's talking about is the death of Michael Brown, who was killed in the town of Ferguson, Missouri. A lot of confrontations between the police there. This is a suburb of St. Louis. The shooting by the police officer of this teenager... whatever the background, whatever the reason for it, has been lost because the protesters are out there. I mean, kicking in police cars, throwing bottles at police in general. I don't know enough about it other than it's yet another one of these tragedies, it would seem, where a white officer shoots a black kid and all of a sudden it's racism. Whether it is or it isn't, whether the kid and whatever he did.
Well, there's plenty of it, for sure.
Plenty of what, Richie?
The racism.
Oh, yeah. And the police?
You see it all over the place as far as authority. But, you know, I don't understand how you have to tie Tony Stewart running over some guy that jumps in front of him on a racetrack to it.
Well, because that's how some people think. It's okay. But we're not here to try to change the way you think. Just here to give you some information to chew on. And then, you figure it out yourself. 888-302-3684. The Twitter address is @GoodDay and facebook.com/GoodDayShow. It's 11 before the hour.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
No way. Hey, I'm American Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. Right? I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man. Like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager. Boston Lager. It was Boston.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro, the most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
On Good Day, Jennifer is back after a week off, so she's going to be tuned in for this, I'm sure.
Yes, some refreshed.
McFadden is here, Kessler is here, Stefan is here, and Palmer is here. Shelley by name. Shelley Palmer is one of the people that we look to give us updates daily on technology items. Today he's going to tell you what he thinks about the new Android phone, the best one. What are the best brands? What's the best Android phone currently on the market? If you're into that, droids, Androids, et cetera, et cetera. I guess I would be because my Samsung is a droid, isn't it, Richie? My Samsung.
It is.
All right, is that the best one? We will find out, all of us collectively, in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards, and you get earth. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com Rewards Program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with Welcome Rewards from Hotels.com. The obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if I had to buy an Android phone today, I'd run to the store and pick up an LG G3. It is, without question, the best Android-powered smartphone available right now. The LG G3 was built around a personal assistant feature called Smart Notice. Smart Notice takes the best features of the personal assistants you're used to, like Google Now and Siri, and adds a few new awesome features of its own. Smart Notice reminds you when you need to call someone back, points out unused apps for you to uninstall, and tracks the weather to let you know if you should grab an umbrella on your way out the door. Smart Notice also comes with QSlide, which is a new way to multitask where you can open the apps in a pop-up window on top of other apps. It'll take a minute to learn, but you'll like it, and it's only on the LG G3. If you're looking for a new phone and you need one right now, the LG G3 would be my choice. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no tax taxes during retirement and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-925-1717 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-925-1717. Again, that's 1-800-925-1717.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a 6-hour round trip, but it's cool. My family loves Schenectady, and I love books on tape. It's a lot of time to spend driving alone. On the other hand, Schenectady is really close to the highway, so...
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobil Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobil Super, for long engine life.
All right, say hi to our super friends in Laredo and in Yakima and in Bend, Oregon. Hello to Fargo and Duluth and Medford. They're out in Oregon, they call it Medford. In Massachusetts, Medford. And that's how people differently pronounce differently things. Hello to all those who are in attendance, as it were. The number one reason people go online, want to guess what it is?
Weather.
Close. That's good. Yep, that's number two.
Sex.
Jennifer?
Sex. I'm going to take Richie's guess.
Well, this is supposedly a legitimate overview of what's going on.
And what's not legitimate about
sex? Yeah.
Sports.
Sports. Sports number three.
Okay.
What's the number one? Weather is two. Sports is three. Kenny, you want to take a shot at this? Do you know the answer?
Facebook.
Facebook.
Facebook is...
YouTube.
Yeah.
Social media.
Yeah, well, social media, and I think that that's in the top 10 for sure. But the number one reason, according to this poll that was done for people who are selling advertising on the internet, they were hired by McDonald's to find out where the best places were to place ads. And the number one reason people go online every day and every week, find out the local news headlines. Isn't that interesting? They don't go to the local newspaper anymore. So the weather is number two. Richie, sports news, number three. Videos of local and national events, number four. That's why we have our video of the day. That sort of thing. Trends, number five. That was pretty interesting. So that's the...
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.